And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 17th of August, 2010. It's the birthday of V.S. Naipaul, born in Chaguarnas, Trinidad, 1932. Grandparents had come to Trinidad from India as indentured laborers. 1993, on this day, Random House offered Colin Powell $6 million for his autobiography, My American Journey. It was the largest advance ever for a celebrity memoir, but then a few years later, Bill Clinton got an advance of $15 million for his, My Life. It was on this day in 1907, despite a heavy rainstorm in Seattle, thousands of people showed up for the opening of the Pike Place Market, the oldest continually operating farmer's market in the country. And it's the birthday of Jonathan Franzen, born Western Springs, Illinois, 1959, grew up in St. Louis, went to Swarthmore, spent a year in Berlin on a Fulbright, worked at Harvard in the seismology lab, and when he was 22, started writing his first novel. It was published as The 27th City, came out in 1988, second novel, Strong Motion. He wrote an essay for Harper's after that called Perchance to Dream, in which he said America no longer had any place for a big social novel. And then he went ahead and wrote a big social novel that was a bestseller, The Corrections, 2001. Wrote it over a period in which his marriage broke up, his father died of Alzheimer's, his mother got cancer and died. Jonathan Franzen, who said, "The most important experience of my life, really, to date, is the experience of growing up in the Midwest with the particular parents I had. I come from a kind of old-fashioned Midwest, and I live in a techno-corporate, post-ironic, cool, late Eastern world. The two worlds hardly ever talk to each other, but they're completely, constantly talking to one another inside me. I have my parents talking to me in my head, and then other parts of myself talking back. I think this is potentially an interesting conversation." His new novel is coming out in a couple of weeks. It's called Freedom, the story of Patty and Walter Berglund, a couple from St. Paul, a middle-aged couple who find themselves no longer in control of their lives, which once seemed so perfect. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dunn, entitled Midwest, after the paintings of David Alston. "We have lived in this town, have disappeared on this prairie. The church always was smaller than the grain elevator, though we pretended otherwise. The houses were similar, because few of us wanted to be different or estranged. And the sky would never forgive us, no matter how many times we guessed upwards in the dark. The sky was the prairie's double, immense, kaleidoscopic, cold. The town was where and how we huddled against such forces, and the old abandoned pickup on the edge of town was how we knew we had gone too far or had returned. People, now we can see them, invisible in their houses or in their stores. Except for one man lounging on his porch, they are part of the buildings. They have determined every stubborn shape, the size of each room. The trailer home with the broken window is somebody's life. One thing always is more important than another, this empty street, this vanishing point. The good eye knows no democracy. Shadows follow sunlight, as they should, as none of us can prevent. Everything is conspicuous and is not." Midwest, a poem by Stephen Dunn from Landscape at the End of the Century, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzer. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.